From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Texas are in the middle of a manhunt today. They're looking for the suspect who gunned down Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth last night. The shooting happened in a suburb of Houston. From Houston Public Media, Jack Williams has more on what happened.
Authorities say the deputy, who had been with the Harris County Sheriff's Office for 10 years, was shot from behind multiple times as he was pumping gas. The slain deputy was in uniform and at a gas station about 20 miles northwest of downtown Houston. A 911 caller alerted authorities that a deputy had been shot. The sheriff's office describes the attack as an ambush where the shooter approached the deputy from behind. Investigators are looking for a dark-skinned suspect between 20 and 25 years old in a pickup truck who was seen leaving the gas station after the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Smoke from wildfires in the Pacific Northwest has gotten so bad that elementary school and high schools in Montana are canceling recess and athletic events. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney says team trainers will decide today whether to cancel the University of Montana's opening day football game in Missoula.
Environmental officials have consistently rated air quality in several western Montana towns as unhealthy to very unhealthy for over a week now. In a couple of towns, it's spike to hazardous, meaning health experts recommend against anyone exerting themselves outdoors. Jim Germany, the high school athletic director in the town of Libby, is limiting outdoor sports practices and says the elementary school is taking precautions too.
So if the hourly report starts moving up into the unhealthy region, then they don't go outside for recess and all PE has to be inside.
Children and people with asthma are especially susceptible to the high levels of particulate pollution wildfires generate. The smoke is especially acute in Montana's mountain valleys. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula.
Moving to Egypt, where a court in Cairo has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty at their retrial of helping the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy and Egyptian producer Bahir Mohamed were taken away after the verdict. Their colleague, Australian Peter Gresta, was deported in February. Four people arrested after the bodies of 71 migrants were found in a truck in Austria are due to appear in court in Hungary today. The four include the owner of the vehicle and two drivers. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports forensic teams are carrying out autopsies on the bodies of the victims.
We're here at the Department of Forensic Medicine in Vienna. This is where the post-mortems are taking place. A little bit earlier, we saw at least six corpses being taken out of this. Now we understand the empty coffins are being put back into this van, and we understand that the bodies are still being brought from Nickelsdorf in eastern Austria to Vienna.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. This is NPR News. As people in Louisiana and Mississippi mark today's 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, officials in Florida are warning the public to prepare for intense rain from Tropical Storm Erica. The storm is expected to approach Florida on Monday, but the National Hurricane Center in Miami says that Erica could weaken enough to make the possibility that no watches or warnings will be required. The storm has already soaked Haiti and left at least 20 people dead on the island of Dominica. Federal Reserve and foreign central bank officials continue their talks at the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this weekend. And Steve Beckner at Market News International says they'll hear today from Fed Vice Chair Stanley Fischer.
The theme of this year's symposium is inflation. The Fed considers it too low. To start raising interest rates, policymakers have said they need to not only see more job creation, but also become reasonably confident inflation will rise to their 2% target the next few years. Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer will address that very topic, but in the context of bigger global concerns. Fed watchers are eager to know how recent financial market turmoil will affect the timing of Fed rate hikes. Till recently, they were expecting a modest one next month, but on Friday, Fischer and others were much more ambivalent. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Jackson Hole.
On Canada's west coast, a recovery effort underway in Victoria's Inner Harbor after a barge being loaded by a scrap metal recycling company tipped. The incident dumped as many as 20 old vehicles into the water. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.